Time now on our pregame show. Visit with Tom Cerruteri, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, a bye week can be good for recruiting. It can be good for working on, you know, areas of the game where you might be a little deficient. This early in the season, though, it's time for you to get stuff in, quote unquote, that you haven't had time to put in, right?
Right, and it's always work in progress, trying to get certain things in. And a lot of times, your mentality and mindset as a coach, Schultze, is predicated on what you did the previous game or two. So next week there's going to be some things that we're going to work on that obviously we felt we weren't very efficient with this past weekend. So that's kind of how we think.
What are some areas that you haven't gotten to yet?
Oh, I don't know. And we've gotten to probably everything, but it's probably the quality we have in Schultze. You know what? The quality and the quantity both. But Sometimes you race through things, and whether you do it on the ice as a walkthrough or whether it's on video, a lot of times it's on video. And sometimes, again, you just need some repetitiveness to get through certain things. But 6-on-5 is one of them, Schultze. 6-on-5 is one of them. 5-on-6 is one of them. It gets kind of neglected, and we do a lot of that work on video.
Three games is a really small sample size for this question, but what areas have you been really, really pleased with?
Oh, boy, Schultze. I mean, it's not necessarily pleased. I guess the biggest thing is that, you know, what are some things you need to work on? I think that's probably the best way of putting it. I mean, we have an experienced team. You know, you want to make sure, too, that you're hoping that when the season starts that you're really efficient in a lot of different areas just because, again, you have the experience coming back and they know, again, you know, what the expectations are. But I would think the biggest thing is right now we don't have a very good net presence. And I've conveyed that this week to the guys that we have to be better in front of the net. We have to have guys there. And a lot of times we have five guys in motion, but nobody in front of the net. Well, that's easy. It's easy to defend. We want a guy in front of the net. You watch the big boys. I always say, watch the big boys. You watch the National Hockey League, the greatest players in the world. They never have somebody not in front of the net. And they've got the talent and skill. But once you have somebody in front of the net, now you're creating a 4-on-4. 5-on-5, that means there's 10 guys. There's a lot more ice. But if it's a 4-on-4, that means there's only 8 guys right there. You got a lot more room to navigate, cut back, and make some plays or just create one-on-one opportunities for yourself. So our net presence needs to get a lot better.
Last year's penalty kill was a work in progress for most of the year. Three games, again, it's a small sample size. Do you worry about the numbers so much this early or more about the eye test and what you're seeing in is the structure correct?
Yeah, exactly, Schultze. It goes kind of both ways. The numbers are the numbers, and you can look at those, and sometimes the numbers can fool you. And it's easy for us to say, they scored this goal. It was on a faceoff play. You know, so I'm taking a look at a St. Cloud beat us on a faceoff play. That, you know, we blotched that. And or it could be this, but it doesn't matter, Schultze. The numbers don't lie because how many times – are we maybe they don't score a goal? And we're doing the wrong thing, but they don't score a goal, so we don't look at it that way. So I think you have to look at the whole thing, whether a goal is being scored or not being scored. It's the total execution of a penalty kill is what we really have to make sure that we look at.
Earlier in the pregame, I was talking a little bit about, you know, being the hunter or the hunted, and I realized it's a new year, teams are all new, but you guys are still the defending champs. Do you notice anything different? Could be crowds, could be this, could be that. Being different when you're the hunted instead of the hunter?
No, I don't notice it, Schultze. And I don't think I'll notice it this year because I actually look at it differently. We won the league last year, but, you know, we could have taken fifth. And I think everybody knows that, too. Nobody's putting stock in, oh, they're the former league champions. I mean, we had a hot three, four weeks last year. So I think everybody has things in perspective that they know it's a new year and that just because we won the league last year doesn't mean that oh, my gosh, this team is, you know, it's the New York Islanders of the 80s or the Montreal Canadiens of the 70s. They understand, too, that there's six teams who are the same right here. So that's how I look at it. Maybe teams look at it differently, but that's how I look at it because I look at it when we're playing somebody else, too. I have so much respect for everybody, and I just know there's a fine line. So I don't think you're looking at us as this elite team.
More with Coach Cerruteri when we come back. Corner Bar pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerruteri. Tom, every year you and I talk at least in a portion of a pregame interview about this rink and the how different the game can be played here. I don't know if I've asked you this, though. If you were the head coach and you played half your games in this building, what kind of player, what kind of skill set do you have to recruit to be successful here?
I don't know, Schultz, if you recruit much different. I don't know if you recruit much different. But you just have to change your mindset a little bit. I think that's the biggest thing. It's not necessarily the player. It's the mindset, and it's probably the elements that you got to make sure you adapt to. But you probably just need in the past, I'll tell you, when they've won championships, they've always had some really handsy guys who can rip pucks and who are really strong and heavy. And, that obviously plays to your advantage in this rink.
After a practice here yesterday, a pregame skate here today, how much more comfortable are the guys that haven't played here before?
Who knows? We'll find out tonight. But, it's hard to simulate what the game's going to be like on a Friday or Saturday. But I think we do a pretty good job as a coaching staff to try to prep our guys throughout the week what they're going to see and explain and talk about it. Again, whether it's one ear out the other or if it's actually, if they're listening, who knows. But I think the veterans get it because, again, they've been through a lot of wild ones in this rink.
On to Ferris. They beat St. Lawrence 1-0 last Friday, then got beat 8-0 on Saturday. They're 0-16 in the power play, 16 of 26 on the penalty kill. Those aren't great numbers, but what does stand out to you about this team?
Well, again, it's like any team. Anybody's beatable, You know what? You can beat anybody, you can lose to anybody, and there's a fine line between winning and losing, and that's how I look at it right now. And they're the home team. They have the advantage, and, we're coming into their building, so we better be prepared.
Caden Gault already has 3 goals, 4 points. He had 6 points as a freshman, 5 as a sophomore. What have you noticed about him in particular on film this week?
Well, Caden Gault's always had, he's a goal scorer, and he's always had good hands. He's a Manitoba kid. We're very familiar with him. So this isn't surprising. A kid who had, scored a lot of points in junior hockey. Eventually, when you become experienced and you adapt to college hockey, a lot of times those guys, their trajectory goes a lot higher than it's been during their freshman and sophomore years. So that's what I know about Caden Gault.
A lot of similarities between Ferris State and Bemidji State institutionally, athletically as well. I mean, they're pretty darn good in football. They're darn good in soccer. So is Bemidji State. Bob Daniel's been here forever. Is he as important to Ferris State as what RH was to BSU?
Well, for sure. I mean, Bob's been here, I think, since 91. You might fact check, man. Yeah, 33, 34 years. So absolutely. I mean, he's vested his whole life into Ferris State University, and his name is synonymous with his program.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schultz.
Tom Cerruti, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio.